Hello to all my chaverim, yeshiva, Torah, Moshen around the world. We are continuing on our Shiur Mishnayos. Today we are starting with Maseches Erevin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Hey, which in the Gemara is in Daf Ayin Tes Samad Aleph. And the Mishnah begins. Matbein Shebein Shtei Chatzeras. We have a matbein, as Rashi and Rav explain. It's a pile of straw, and it separates the whole width of the two chatzeres. And it's Gavoa Asart Fachim, and it's 10 fachim high. Ma'arvim shnayim e'ma'arv mechad. So that blocks, it's like a machitza between the two chatzeros, and therefore they can't join together in one area if they have to make two eruvim. The verse says, even though the straw normally is not mavatel, as we had in Mishnah Gimel, that's only as far as blocking one place from the other. Like if there's a hole in between the two of them. But, or in the hole with the windows. But here, it's a machitza. It's 10 fachim tall. And it goes the whole length of the, between the two chatzeras. So that is a machitza, and that does block. So the Mishnah says, Eilam achilim mikan, ve'eilam achilim mikan. This group can eat on its side, and the other group can eat on the other. Rashi will explain, they can let their animals eat from the straw. Each side, animals can be eating from that pile of straw. And we're not afraid that maybe they're going to make it be less than 10 fachim high, and therefore it will join together in one rishus, and people would be aser from one to on the other, because each one did not join together with the other, and if it's one rishus, people didn't join together, they aser each other, and people will be carrying in the chutz, and they won't think about this fact that now it's us for them to carry, since it's only one whole chutz that didn't have a joint erev together. That we're not worried about. Because even if the pile of straw gets smaller, it's not going to be the whole length of the chatzer of the 10 amas or more. That would aser and break the machitza. Because up to the 10 amas, it's a Pesach, and there's no problem with a Pesach between two chatzeres. And animals are not going to shrink the whole thing with their echila on one Shabbos. Tesis Yantif says that he mentioned the Rav, that you can put your animals to eat, but you can let them eat, but you shouldn't by hand take them over there and give them and feed them by hand, as it says in the Gemara. And Rashi explains, because if you take by hand to give the animals to eat, we're afraid you're going to take too much and you will actually shrink the size of this pile of straw, the haystack. But a behemoth won't shrink it just by his eating so much on one Shabbos, as the Rav says. And he asks a question, because later on, Perek Tes Mishnah Gimel, it says, a machitza that was broken on Shabbos, that doesn't wipe out away the Erev, like explained over there the Rav. And he finds that the Rush says, because of this Kasha, he explains that the Mishnah is talking about in the weekday, that we're talking the whole thing about giving it to eat in the weekday, and the Issur Yadayim is still, there's maybe you will shrink it on Erev Shabbos, close to the Chashecha, and you won't realize that Erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos came in, the Mechit is not big enough, and you'll be Metat on Shabbos in a Chatzah that's Aser. And this is also Mochach in the Lashon of the Mishnah. It says Mismayit, which sounds like on a weekday you were Mamayit, as the Rav explained. Tesis Rechiv Eger says, even to put an animal there and just walk them over and bring them there to eat, that's also aser. Because we're making zera, we're afraid you're going to give it to him, you're going to take by your hand and feed it to him. And that way a lot will be taken off. Okay, and it's only the only way to it's mutter is if you stand like next to it in such a way that he's going to by itself walk. You're going to kind of block any other exits. And this is only if you have a haystack between two chatzeres. But a pile of hay in your house, since there is a ceiling over it, so if it gets too small, it'll be obvious, and therefore it's much even to give it into his own kupa, into his own box to eat from. Now, Nismayet had Tevin, the Mishnah says, Me'asar Fachim. If the Tevin did get lower than 10 Fachim, Rashi explains on the length of the whole Chatzer, or within 10 amas, more than 10 amas. The Verserel says, in the height and the width of more than 10 amas, and it got shrunk during the week, Because on Shabbos we say, once something separates two chatzeros on Shabbos and then it got broken, we don't care about that. Mitoksha hutra hutra. Okay, it's only before Shabbos we wonder what was the status when Shabbos starts. So let's say during the week it got less than the 10 amas. Ma'arv and Echad, they'd only have to make an error together, Rashi Rav says. If on the weekday, before Shabbos, it got lessened, then it's all one chatzef. Ma'arv Mishnayim, and they can't do two separate ones. The Mishnah Berurah and Siman Shinayim Beis of Katan Kaf Lamed Vav says, if it's less than 10, not that the whole 10 was in Smayet, but it was less than 10, if they want, they can make two, and that would also be good. The Sharetzi and Tzar Hay says, because less than 10, a breakage is like a Pesach, and he brings that from the Achronim. Shulchan Aruch Sif Yud Tes says, it's usher for any one of them to take from the straw into his box on Shabbos to give it to his animal. Mishnah Berurah and Siman Kaf Lamed Zayin says, because we're afraid, maybe they'll take too much and they'll shrink it from the 10 Fachim, and it'll come to be Metalta in the Chatzer. Even though on Shabbos, this Shabbos would be Mutter, because we said, Hol Hutra Hutra, still we're Chayesh, that maybe he'll come to carry there even more than one Shabbos. The Dirshu Os 100 says, why don't we say it's also even during the week to take from this straw his stack, because maybe he'll shrink it, and it'll come to Shabbos time, he'll forget, and he'll still be Metalta all the Shabbos. So the Chazon Ish says, Arachayin Simon Tzabaches of Katan Gimel, that just with this fact that he takes it on Shabbos, and then he's going to be Metatl on Shabbos, we're afraid that maybe he'll come to be Metatl even the next Shabbos. But on a weekday, he can take from the straw, we're not chayshish that it's going to be lessened from the right size, and he'll come to carry on the next Shabbos, because certainly he'll check before Shabbos if the mechitza is kosher or not. Mishnah Berurah over there says that some say the reason is because this straw is muksa from the day before as a mechitza, and therefore it's usher to take from it. The Dirshu Os 101 says, according to this reason, Rashi writes in Erevin Ayin Tes, the Rehem Aschol Kivin Ika in the second parish, and also brought by the Beis Yosef, that just the teben from 10 fachim and lower is usher. But if you're taking from the straw above 10, and you don't really need it for mechitza, that's not muksa, and that's mutter. Chazon Ish there, and Sivkan Nal says, adds on, that even the straw up to 10 amas width from mechitza is not muksa, because up to 10 amas is a Pesach, and it's not a pirtza. So you can't take from the teven that's within 10 fachim from the ground, and you also can't take from the straw greater than 10 fachim across, because then you are breaking between the two chatzeres. Continuing on now in Perek Zayin Mishnah Vav, and the Gemara is in Daf Ayin Testament base. Ketzer Mishtatvim B'Mavi. How do you do Shituvim B'Mavos, as the first explains? And he says it must be saying not only in Erev HaChatzeres that certainly you can be mezaka for your neighbors, as we're going to say this mission is about making a zikui for your neighbors in the Shitufei Mavos. Certainly you can do it in the HaChatzeres, but even Shitufei Mavos, you might think that he's not so, doesn't have such a care of a das to the people in a different chatzer. He doesn't really know them well, and maybe he'll be Machbid that they shouldn't eat from this, and it won't be an Erev, as the end says in Siman Shin Samach Vav Sef Hey. Mashmalan, no, we say that the people in different chatzeros that are joined together in a mavoi, he has the same feelings for them as he has for the people in his own chatzer. So what do you do to make the shitu mavoz to be zech with somebody else? Meiniach as a chavis, you put the chavis, Rashi Rav says, his own, if he wants, he takes his own chavis. And the Rav adds, because if it's their chavis, he doesn't have to be zeicher for them if he's taking their own food. He takes his own chavis of food, the omer, arezu l'chol b'nei ha-movui. This will be for everybody in the mavui, u'mezak lahem api al-yidei b'no u'bito agdolim. And he's using his older son or daughter to be mezakah for them. Rashi Rav says, he tells them, accept this chavis and be mezakeh for everybody in the mavoi. And the Rav adds, and the one who is zocha picks up the erev, at least the tefach from the ground, and he says, I am zocha for him. So he says, Yantar says, look what I wrote in Mishnah Dalet in the beginning, first parak in Kedushin. Check there, it's talking about the Mishnah of a behemah gasa is niknas b'hagbah, and the Yantar writes, gimel tfakim, you have to be picking it up. And that takes it away from the din of lovud. And he says, Rashi also says that in the Gemara. Okay, and he says it's not the same as the Mishnah here in Mishnah Vav in Perek Zion in Erevin, where the Rav says Hakbah is one tefach is enough to be Zocha. Because it's different when we talk about Shi'itufi Mavos, which is Rabbanim, we didn't need you to do have such a great kinyan. And Rabbi Natam explains that any Hakbah is good enough with one tefach. Now he says also check the Mishnah Gimel, Perek Gimel of Baba Kama, I check there. And there, it's talking about ha'hofech ha'sagol v'shus ha'rabim. You're turning over some waste in the v'shus ha'rabim. V'hizik ben acher, and you cause someone else hezek. Chayiv ben iske sheni mechayiv with a second person's hezek. And the Taisis Yantav writes that it's brought down in the Gemara, daf chaf tes amad beis. Since it says ha'hofech, turning it over, and it doesn't say ha'magbiya, so you see it must be less than three tfachim. And he has kavanati zaychan it, because hefker is kona for everybody with a hagbah less than three. And Taisis writes other pirushim for that din there, that you chayev because of your maman, but if you have a magbi at three, it takes you wiping away the original maisa, the person who brought out the goal, even though he wasn't niskaven to be zaychepo. He still is chayev if he turned it over three. Now, Tver Yisrael says, Chachila, we're talking about, in this Mishnah here, where we're talking about giving it to his children to be zocher for him, for the other people. Chachila, we're talking about if these children are not semech on shulchanam, he doesn't feed them on a constant basis. And b'dieved, even if they are semech on shulchanam, that even though if we have children who are being fed by their father, their metziah belongs to their father. Still, for other people, they can be mezakeh. He can be mezakeh for other people through them. Okay, but if his son has a wife, then even semach al shulchanah, we don't worry about. It's mutl chadchila because he's not connected so closely with his father. And also, the Mishnah says vayidei avdav shuchasa Ephraim. He can use his evin and his shivka, the Jewish ones, to be zaycha for the people in the mavoit. It says in Parak Kamar Kedushin, the first Parak Kedushin Mishnah Beis, it says Amavriya Konas Hatzim Simanim. She leaves being Amavriya once she gets Simanim. She's a gedola, and now the only way we can have a shivka every work from him is a katana. So how do we say? And that's what it says also in Parak Vav and Gittin Daf Samach Zayin Amav Beis. So here we're having a katana be zaycha for the people. So it's since Shitufi Mavos is Rabbanan, we say we let her to be Zacha even for other people. And a Shifka is different than his younger daughter. That even if we say Yada Ki Yado, the Shifka's Yad is like his. It really means Ki Yad Aviyah, our father's Yad. But not like the Yad of the master, because he doesn't have a complete Kenyan Gomer. And it's also the Maskan and the Gemara in the first parak of Bar Mitzvah adopted Bezman Aleph. That when it says there, Mitzvah Shifka, Yivriya Shallah, it means the father. Anything she finds go to her father, as an exception, not to her master, it doesn't go to him. Also, Vayidei Ishto, he can have his wife be Zarcha for the people to join in the Mavoit, as Yantav says. In the last parak of Nadar, Mishnah Ches, it says that a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Meir, that Yad Ishik Yad Bala, like he writes there at Tais Yantef, and therefore the Maskan of the Rush is over here, it must be that she's not accepting Mizonis from her husband. That's why she is considered as a separate halachic entity from her husband. And therefore, her Maise Daim is hers, since she is not accepting Mizonis, she doesn't have to give him her Maise Daim, and therefore her yad is not like his yad. But the Rambam writes the Mishnah the way it is in Perek Aleph, Melchus Erefin, and he writes, the Ketz Mishnah writes, his reason is that we hold not like Rav Meir, We hold it to Rabbanan that say Yesh Kinyan Leisha Velo Bala, and that's the end of that issue. And then he says, I have a question. That it's Mavur, that the Rambam paskins like Reb Meir in the Dharam, like he writes there. And why should be there's no way to be Machalik in the Dharam to anything else? And he has another kasha, even going to Rabbanan, there's no Kinyan for an Isha without her husband, only when someone says, Amanasha in the Balak Rashisbahem. Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Samach Bav Sif Yud says that if you mazaka for her, you can be mazaka to other people, Ayidei Ishto, even though that he's giving her mazonas. And some say it's not, you can't do it for the wife, through the wife who he is giving mazonas to. And he says, L'chat Chila, it's better to be chayish for the other people when it's possible. Rama says, B'di Evid, we are samach on the Mekel in the Erev. Because normally we say, we go after the Kula Shita in Erev. And the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Samach Tes says, also Abal, through his wife, even though he gives her mazonas. Now the Dirshan 077 says, there are cases when we say, you don't follow the din of a Mekel and an Erev. First is the Rush in Erev and Perek Beis Simon Dalet that brings down the name of the Maram, that only in Machlokas Tanam do we say you go after the Mekel and Erev, not in Machlokas Maram. And later on, what he says, he brings the Maram that proves that the Rebbe Chananel also says that in Machlokas Maram we do go after the Mekel and Erev. And the Rush checked into what the Rabbi Nochanel said, and he ends up agreeing with him. And also the Rashba writes in Erev and Daf Pei Amud Beis and the Ritva and Shabbos Daf Pei Tes Amud Aleph as well, that we go after the Mekel even in the din of the Maram. Now the second instance would be also written there in the name of the Maram, that only in the din of Erev and Chatzeris we go Lahakel, but not in the din of Mechitzos. And similarly the Rashba and the Ritva over there writes, but the Rosh himself over there says that even Mechitzas we go after the Mekel. The Gra in Aruch Chaim Simon Shin Sarachez Sif Hey writes that the Das and the Ram and the Rosh we go after the Mekel in Erevin, even when it's Yachid Neged Rabbim. And according to the Rif and the Rambam and Od Rishonim, we go like the Rabbim even the Chumrah. And the fourth is the Chazon Ish, and our Chaim Simon Kuf Beis Sif Katan Yud writes that only in Machlokas in the Gemara do we go after the Mekel of in Erevin, even if it's Yachid Neged the Rabbah. But if Machlokas is the Poskim, we go follow the Rov, and that's the Halacha. We don't go after the Mekel when he's a Yachid. But the Birkei Yosef and Simon Sheinod Ches the Remaskel Od Sas Kasha writes that even Machlokas Poskim, we go after the Mekel. The Mishnah concludes, Avol Eina Mazaka Lo Yidei Bino Bidok Tanim. You can't use your minor children to do the zikri for the other people, to other people in the Mavi to use the Erev. Tver Israel says, even if they're not Samach Al Shukano, even if he's not feeding them, still the Ketanim, you can't use that Eina Mazaka. The Rif, the Rambam, and the Ramban, and Shuvas, Hamichasas, in Reshid Gemal says, when we say Gadol, we mean they're bar bat mitzvah. That's what they have to be. And the Rush say, no, a Gadol is they're not Samach on a Shulchan of their father. And the Beno is even a Katan if he's below bar mitzvah. But Bito, she has to be at least a Bageris. Okay? And not, the Mishnah concludes, V'lo Yedei Avdav Shulchasa Kananim and Nesh Yadmin Kiyadim. You can't use your Evin and Shefka Kananim because anything they have is automatically yours. And the Rashi and the Rav explained, because that would not be a Shchiya. Okay, that's the end of our Shia today. Questions, comments, complaints, you can reach me at sheldon_rothman@yahoo.com or call me at 052-244-9331. Have a good day.